Well, at least you don't have to ask Apple for the passcode to be able to listen to this show. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We have two big guests this hour. The first one is the star of Fear the Walking Dead and also of the film Risen, which is in theaters right now, actor Cliff Curtis. He plays Travis, one of the male leads on Fear the Walking Dead. We'll talk about that. But he is playing Jesus in the film Risen, and it's a fascinating story how he prepared for the role. He actually lived monastically for about 30 days. We will talk with Cliff Curtis. Then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, and then our second guest of the hour. We wanted to talk about craft beer on this show for quite a while, and then we found the perfect person to talk about it with. His name is Al Gattulo, and he hosts his own show on craft beer on the radio in New York City. So we'll talk with Al and all about craft beer. We start things off this hour with the continuing saga between the U.S. Justice Department and one of America's most beloved companies, Apple. You all know what's going on with the situation with the phone of the alleged terrorist who was involved with the San Bernardino shooting last year. Do you remember they have his phone? The FBI wants to get in it to kind of figure out who he was talking to and what else might be planned. Well, we are now months into this, and Apple has dug in, and this thing may end up in the Supreme Court. Now, the FBI cannot get into the phone because they don't have the terrorist's passcode. Apple will not give them that because they feel it is a violation of their customers' privacy. And what concerns me here is not as much the plural customers, apostrophe at the end after the S, but the apostrophe before the S here, as in the singular customer that we are talking about. We are talking about a murderer. We are talking about a terrorist. We are talking about a man who carried out the worst act of terrorism on this soil since September 11th. And it has gotten to the point where other techie companies have filed briefs with the court in support of Apple's position. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, all of our digital friends. And it really made me wonder when I was in the mall the other day, because think about soft targets and what they would be worried about here. Heaven forbid if ISIS were to come and try something here. Think about the mall. And think about the busiest place in the mall on a Saturday afternoon. No, it's not over at the arcade anymore. That closed years ago. No, it's not over at Macy's. People buy things at Amazon now. It's the Apple Store. It's to the point where they have a queue outside as if you're trying to get into a fancy nightclub and you have to be selected to go in. There are so many people that want to get into these stores. If Apple thinks so little of contributing to the effort to maintain security in this country, why should you even bother to stand in their stores on a busy Saturday afternoon? Because Apple, for some reason, has chosen this to be their battle in the war against the government, as they see, because they have to protect their customers' rights. Well, which customers' rights are worth protecting? And which customers are worth protecting? They are afraid they're going to open up a can of worms within law enforcement at whatever level, in whatever state, in whatever town, will want to get into an iPhone, and Apple will have to acquiesce. This is one single request on one single warrant. Next time you go out and you decide you need a new phone or a new tablet, don't think Apple. Think Android. And think about our safety and what really matters most. Stay with us. Cliff Curtis is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that to produce just 2 pounds of boneless beef, it takes 12 pounds of grain, 72 pounds of coarse grains and pasture, and 40 gallons of drinking water, and that's just to end up with 2 pounds of beef? Here's how to look at this, because the numbers are really mind-boggling. For what cattle requires, you actually save more water by not eating a single pound of beef than you do by not showering for an entire year. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.